Welcome to Megabucks Radio. Conversations with successful entrepreneurs, sharing their tips and strategies for success. Real world ideas that can put Megabucks in your bank account. Here's your host, Nina Hershberger.
Welcome to today's show. This is your host, Nina Hershberger. And we have an interesting guest today. I'm kind of excited because it's so totally different than what we normally talk about. But my guest is Brent Phillips. He was an MIT-trained engineer who experienced a major physical challenge when his arm became immobile. And so he went through a lot of things trying to figure out how to heal from that, and he will tell his life-altering journey about that healing and stuff. But what we're going to do then is we're going to focus on a topic that is so different. It's called, what generational blocks do we all carry around money, wealth, and abundance? So welcome, Brent, to today's show.
I'm excited to be here. This is great.
Yeah. So take us back in time. You were MIT. You were a trained engineer. What kind of engineer were you?
I was an electrical engineer in computer science.
Okay.
So I am a huge computer nerd.
Still are, huh?
Still are, yep. I think that's a lifelong thing.
So tell us, what happened and take us back in time.
Well, you know, it was funny that what I'm doing now, working with the subconscious and things like that, it would have seemed crazy to me decades ago, because I grew up as your kind of typical computer nerd. I was into Dungeons and Dragons and Star Trek and all that kind of stuff. And I always loved computers and video games, so it seemed natural that when it came time to figure out what I wanted to do with my life, I figured, well, heck, the one thing I'm good at that I can get paid for is working with computers. So long story short, I went to MIT in college and discovered the internet there. And over my years there, became one of the world's top internet programmers. And when I was in graduate school, I was inundated with all these, you know, different job opportunities and offers, because I literally helped to create some of the code that runs the modern internet. So again, you know, long story short, yes.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because I remember the day my husband said, "What is the internet?" Because
yep.
It was brand new. So, wow.
Yeah, this new. So, yeah, the internet hit really big when I was in graduate school working on my PhD. So, long story short, I left MIT and took my research and used it to develop some real-world applications, especially for websites and video games. So I formed a website company. We did a lot of great websites for Fortune 500 clients, including Disneyland and Nissan Motors and several divisions of Sony. I did the website for the launch of the Sony PlayStation. We created a whole online game studio, and things were going great, but then my life fell apart because I had a huge health crisis. And we'll skip the details of that for now, but my life was completely destroyed. I went from being one of the world's leading software engineers right at the start of the internet boom. I thought I was going to sell my companies for millions of dollars and be set for life. Instead, by the time I was 27, I had lost my companies. They'd been stolen from me by my best friend. I was living with pretty severe chronic pain. I had to move in with my parents because I couldn't work, and doctors told me there was no chance of recovery, that I'd never be able to work again, and recommended me for lifetime disability when I was 27. So that was really difficult. And again, to make a very long story super short for our audience here, I spent a lot of years in conventional physical therapy that didn't help me. I spent years in the alternative stuff, doing acupuncture and herbs and stuff like that, but that didn't really help me either. And it wasn't until I had an experimental surgery that went horribly wrong and left my right arm paralyzed that I was just totally desperate. And I went to this crazy healer lady named Terry. And, you know, I never in a million years would have done anything like that before, going to a faith healer, believing in the power of the mind. I mean, it seemed just nuts, right? but I was in so much pain and I had lost so much and I was so desperate, I was willing to try anything, no matter how crazy it sounded. And again, to make a very long story really short, I had one session of this subconscious ancestral clearing with this crazy healer lady. And at the end of our hour, I was about to go home. I'm like, well, this was fun. You know, what's next, right? And she goes, no, Brent, we gotta fix your arm. And I'm like, yeah, right. What are you going to do about it, right?
No, it was paralyzed, right?
Yeah, I couldn't move my right arm at all. And she said, well, just sit down and relax. And she kind of went into this trance and her eyes closed. And about a minute later, it was the weirdest thing. There was this loud crack and pop in my elbow. And she didn't touch me. You know, I'm just sitting across the room from her, right? And I'm like, oh, my God. And she's like, okay, dare try your arm. And I was like, oh, my God, I could move my arm again. That at the time, I had no idea what had happened or what she had done. But something happened that I got my arm back. Now, I want to be honest with everyone. It wasn't like all my problems were solved in an hour. That's not what I'm saying here, right? I still had a lot of chronic pain. I was broke. I was still, you know, down and out in life. But my arm, which I couldn't move at all for over 4 months, instantly healed. And, you know, I talked to her about it, and over time she taught me what she had done. And what it comes down to is pretty simple, that all of us are carrying around a lot more baggage from our past than we realize. That there's all sorts of stuff that's hiding inside of us and what we might call the subconscious mind. And most of it's what we would call ancestral or genetic. That every experience, every trauma, every life thing that happens to our ancestors is actually carried inside of us. And it's a really strange thing. And I never would have believed this if I hadn't experienced it for myself. But long story short, I had a bunch of subconscious traumas from my ancestors plugging me up on the inside. And it led to this horrific life crash. I lost millions of dollars. I was in terrible pain. I lost 2 multi-million dollar companies I founded. I lost my lifelong best friend. I mean, I lost the woman I was in love with. I ended up with drug addiction and all these other horrible things. And at the end of the day, a lot of it was things that I didn't even think were real. It was all this subconscious ancestral garbage. And it was that day there with Terry, when my elbow instantly healed, that I kind of saw my path in life. That up to that point in life, I'd spent the first 30-some years of my life becoming an expert in electronic computers, learning to write software, all that kind of stuff. What I realized was that was a preparation for my real life's work. That humans are very much like computers. We're full of software. And if there's bugs in your software, you're going to have huge problems in your life. And I never would have accepted or believed this had I not experienced it. Because I used to think that, well, the results you get in your life, your business, your finances, is just comes out the other side of the work you put in, right? So if you work hard and you're smart and you do all the right things, you can be successful. What I learned was that's a bunch of crap. Not everyone is going to be successful no matter how hard they work. That there is this invisible piece. And if you ignore it, it's at your peril. It's like driving on the roads with your eyes closed. You might get lucky, but, you know, if not, you're going to have a big problem. And that's what I'm here to offer to everyone is, hey, there's a lot more to this equation of success and business and life than we might think. It's not just about your education, your IQ, how hard you work. There's this invisible piece too. It's probably the most important of all.
So that day when you met Terry and, you know, changed your life, so you walked out of there and said, I got to know more about this. So you spent years studying. Is that right?
Yep. Yep. I started doing the work right away, but it really took me 5 years to start to master it and 10 years to fully understand it. And then about 15 before I could really teach it to others the way I do it. But yeah, it was a long journey to master it because it was so different than everything I'd done before.
So what were you doing for income during that period of time then?
For the first several years, I was on disability. So at first, I was living with my parents, scraping by on disability, going into debt every month. So that went on for several years. Then I started to do the work professionally, doing private sessions, and I was able to get off disability and get my own place and restart my life. But it really took me about 10 years from that first session before I really hit my groove.
And is that what you call awakening dynamics consciousness technology? Is that,
that's right.
Is that, okay, so explain then what that all means.
Well, here's what it means, that I came to this whole world from coming from as a scientist, as an engineer. And honestly, I'm a little turned off by a lot of the woo-woo too. There's a lot of people in the New Age world, if we talk about energy healing and mind power, there's a lot of empty promises. There's a lot of pseudoscience. There's a lot of crap there. My goal was to try to look at some of these things where there's real value, but approach them with a more rational, scientific, step-by-step approach. And so here's what I found is, ultimately, it's just a new kind of technology. Whether we're talking intuition or psychics or mind power, law of attraction, whatever we want to put on that, right? Whatever words we want to put there. Ultimately, it's just technology. And the human history has shown that over time, we discover and slowly master technologies and learn to control our environment and have better lives. So if we look at, for example, electricity, that if we went through a time machine and talked to cavemen, they weren't stupid. They knew what electricity was. Of course, they'd seen some thunderstorms, right? They could feel static electricity, a little shock in the winter. But they didn't know what it was or how it worked. And it took us many thousands of years to figure it out. And finally, in the 19th, 20th, 21st century, we cracked the code. We figured out how electricity worked. And so we evolved technology that allowed us to start using it for our purposes. And so nowadays, electricity heats our homes. It powers our computers, even our cars. And I would look at mind power and things like that with a similar eye, that as it stands right now, it's technology, but it's relatively primitive technology. But it's really important that for those listening that are sports fans, a simple fact that there's one coach in the world of professional sports, his nickname is the Zen Master. Why? He incorporates a little bit of the stuff of meditation and focusing your mind and such. And he is the most successful coach in the history of sports. His name is Phil Jackson. He's won more championships than anyone else in his sport. His success record is crazy. And so I'd say for people that are serious about building their business, making more money, having a bigger life, we need to pay attention to this technology. It's enormously impactful. The trouble is, a lot of what's out there is kind of garbage. And so I came up with a mental model that I think everyone will really appreciate and enjoy to make this really easy. That if we look at all this stuff out there about the power of the mind and focusing and intention and all this kind of cool stuff, there's really three generations of technology that use it. And it's important everyone knows this because you don't want to get stuck with old technology, do you? Is anybody going to start a business and go buy a bunch of old IBM PCs from 1984 to run it on? Of course not. Are you going to go buy some crappy cell phone from 1995 and use it to run your business? Of course not, right? But people do use old clunky technology, not realizing it. And so here's how it goes. Most of what's out there in what we call the world of positive thinking is very primitive first generation technology. So this would be things like the law of attraction from The Secret, or Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, people like that. This has been around for at least 100, 150 years. And the first generation technology tells you to think positively and make a vision board and all that kind of stuff, right? And of course, some people are really into this. But honestly, for the most part, it doesn't work well. Why? It's simply really primitive technology. It's just too slow, too clunky to do a lot. And so anyone that doesn't believe me, go ahead and go watch The Secret and see if you make $1 million in the next week. Of course you won't, right? It's not that simple. But it's aiming us in the right direction. And the trouble, the reason the first generation technology doesn't work very well is it ignores the subconscious mind. It's that simple. That if you want to see real shifts and changes in your life, if you want to be a better athlete, if you want to make more money at your business, if you want to be a better parent, a better anything, we got to engage the subconscious. And so we then see over the course of the 20th centuries, we saw the evolution of a new kind of technology, what I would call the second generation technologies. And these are systems and techniques that have been developed to allow us to directly work with the subconscious. So, for example, certain kinds of hypnosis, NLP, Psych-K, emotion code, healing codes. If you've heard any of these terms, these are what we would call second-generation technology. A lot of businessmen that play golf know about this. A lot of golfers use hypnosis because it can really make a difference in improving your golf game. But it's hilarious to me that a lot of the same business people that are using hypnotists to get better at golf aren't using them to get better at their business. It's kind of crazy, right? And so the second generation technologies really can make a difference in our lives because they're starting to work with the subconscious. And that's what happened that day with Terry when my arm instantly healed. She taught me a process to clear off what we might call subconscious or ancestral memories. Stuff that's hidden inside of us from our ancestors that weighs us down. And when she did that with me, my elbow instantly healed. Now, I can't promise everyone listening that you're going to experience a life-changing miracle your first time. Of course not. Just like not everyone wins the lottery their first time, right? Not everyone wins money the first time they gamble in Las Vegas. But sometimes you do. And so when we learn to access the subconscious, then we start to see a lot more of what they call medical miracles or spontaneous remissions. Things like my elbow that instantly healed from the surgery, or people that heal from cancer overnight, or people that have been broke their whole lives and start to make money. So the second generation is aiming us in the right direction, but it's still not quite good enough. And here's the long story of what I found. That using the basic subconscious clearing technologies, like I learned with Terry, can be really helpful for physical health, mental health, emotional health. So if you have a disease or chronic pain or dealing with addiction, that can be really, really powerful to change your life, to help you heal. But they generally don't help you with your business. They don't help you make more money. And this is something that bothered me because I had learned all the second-gen technologies. I had built a business as a healer. I had helped a lot of people. I had seen hundreds of miracles happen in my clients. But I was still struggling to make the rent. I was still worried about, you know, oh my gosh, you know, am I going to be able to pay off my debt? Things like that, right? And it wasn't until I discovered the third generation, that's why it took me so long. And what the third generation technology is, it's very hard to find, first of all. There's only a few people doing it in the whole world. This is why it took me over 5 years just to find it when I started looking. It's a long journey just to find something, right? Especially in a world where we're all used to going on Amazon and ordering everything we want in 30 seconds, right? But the third generation is different in that it focuses more on the physical body in terms of how energy and how we move and feel in our bodies. And it's visual and symbolic. And I don't want to talk too much about it because I know it's just a bunch of words, especially if you're not familiar with this stuff. But long story short, when I met my late mentor, who taught me this technology. It's no joke. I first met him the day after I declared bankruptcy. And I was so desperate, I was willing to do anything. And he taught me this movement work with this meditative aspect, which, again, seemed totally crazy. But within 3 days, I made almost $50,000. Within 2 years, I had more than doubled, nearly tripled my income. And that's when I said it took me about 10 years to understand this stuff to really hit my groove in life. And so, long story short, there is an invisible part of life. It's in the emotions, it's in the subconscious, it's in the DNA. And it has an enormous impact on what happens in our lives. I'd say it's equally important to your education. It's equally important to how hard you work. Because, after all, have you ever wondered why most pro athletes lose all their money and go bankrupt after they retire? Have you ever wondered why most lottery winners that win $5, $10, $20 million, why most of them lose their money? It's simple. It's this invisible force inside of us. That if you have a bunch of ancestral baggage about being poor, you can win the lottery and still lose all your money. You can graduate number one in your class from Harvard Business School and have the best business plan in the world and still fail. And I just want to put this out there to everyone listening. Now, if your life is going exactly the way you want it, and you're just running on all cylinders and everything's clicking, you don't need my help. Go enjoy your amazing life, right? Go for it. What I'm here for is the people that have struggled a lot more than maybe you thought you would. Have you had bad luck? Do you tend to put in a lot of effort and work and create amazing things? But other people get the benefit. Someone else gets the money, the promotion, the break. And you're wondering, what the heck is going on? Why is this so hard for me? That's who I want to reach. Because you may be just like I was. You may be filled with all this ancestral baggage in the subconscious that you probably have no idea is even there. But that trying to be successful in business and life and in investing, when you're carrying this baggage, is, I wouldn't say impossible, but almost impossible. It reminded me of, here's the story I love to illustrate this, that I live in Las Vegas now, but I lived in West LA for a long time. And I went to a CrossFit gym there for about 10 years. And every year on Memorial Day, it's traditional at the CrossFit gyms to do the workout they call Murph. And it's a brutal, difficult workout. It's first you run a mile, then you do 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 air squats, and then you run another mile. So that's a really almost impossible workout for most people, right? Here's the crazy thing. If you're a hardcore CrossFitter, you're doing the whole workout wearing a 20-pound weight vest on your chest. And so here's what I want people to know. If you're struggling with your business, maybe with your marriage, with your finances, and you check all the boxes, in other words, you're smart, you're hardworking, you know what you're doing, you should know how to show up on time, right? And things aren't working out, it's probably this. That you're trying to go through life is like trying to run a mile wearing a heavy weight vest. It's much harder for you than for other people, and you have no idea why. And what I would say is, don't believe anything that I'm saying just because I say it. Come have your own experience. Try the technology for yourself and see what happens. In fact, my late mentor, after I had been working with him for about 5 years, he actually closed his business because he got hired full-time by a large company in Los Angeles just to do work with their executives. And in 2 years, he increased their revenue over 30% and their profitability over 50%, which was a pretty big deal for a large company. Why? He knew how to work with these goats. He knew how to get in, work with that ancestral baggage and let go of it. And, you know, again, if you haven't done it, you wouldn't know what it's like. But this is a huge advantage. I would say, again, simple metaphor would be back in the 1960s and 70s, sports teams didn't care about nutrition, right? Players would practice, they go to the bar, they drink beer, eat whatever, right? In the 80s and 90s, they discovered nutritionists and trainers. And they found that the athletes paid attention to what they ate and they stretched and lifted weights, they played better, right? The better performance, you win more games. Nowadays, there is not a single professional sports team anywhere that doesn't utilize trainers and nutritionists because it gives you such a big advantage. So this energy work, this mind power, this embodiment, this is the next wave.
In the future,
people were going to have to know. Right now, it's a huge advantage. Says no one knows about it. In the future, everyone's going to be using it. You'll just be lost if you don't.
So give me some specific generational blocks that you've worked with people with. It sounds like, how long have you been doing this? It took 15 years.
Yep.
So how long now have you been doing this?
Well, I've been doing this professionally for 20 years. But
okay.
It took me the first 10, 15 to really completely figure out what I was doing. So let me give you an example. A lot of people carry an ancestral blockage that you had an ancestor that took a vow of poverty. I'd say about 30% of our population runs around carrying a vow of poverty in your DNA. Why is that? Well, a lot of us had ancestors, and it might have been 5-10 generations ago, that might have become a monk or a nun or, you know, taken some vow where they took a vow of poverty. And it sinks into the DNA, and it gets invisibly carried through the generations. This is what I'm talking about. And here's the thing about a vow of poverty. A vow of poverty doesn't mean you can't make money. Usually it means if you do, you'll screw up your life. Why? You broke your vow. So if every time you're successful, weird things happen in your life, right? Your dog gets hit by a car, or, you know, someone mugs you, or, you know, all these crazy things happen. That's what we're looking at. Another very common belief, a lot of people believe, again, this is subconscious and inherited, that we have to be poor to be close to God. Now, that's not literally true. Most people nowadays know better. But again, if you had just one ancestor that really believed it, that creates a burden that gets carried through the generations. And most people have no idea how to determine how much baggage they're carrying. That's what I've learned. I know how to work with someone with various processes, and very quickly get a sense of, okay, what's going on here? What are some of the baggages you're carrying? What's some of the weight you're unaware of? And the good news is that when you start to clear this stuff off, for many people, it really opens the door to a much higher level of success. My late mentor used to ask everyone this in their first session. He'd go, I remember he met me, he goes, Brent, are you ready to add a zero to your income? I thought he was joking. I thought he was just being funny. He was serious. If you do this work, you really can make 10 times more money. It may not happen overnight. Just like anything, it may take a while. But it is that powerful.
So do you work with people one-on-one, or do you work in group, or how do you work with?
I do both. Most people start with, I do free live webinars several times a year, and we actually have one coming up Thursday, July 20th. That for most people, if you just want to dip your toe in the water, get a little sense, a little more about me, do some of the techniques and learn more, that's a great way to get started. Anyone that's interested, just hop on my website at awakeningdynamics.com. Now, there's also people that are like, hey, Brent, I don't want to screw around. Let's hit the ground hard. I want to see changes in my life. If that's you, just, again, go to my website, contact me directly, and I'll find time to talk to you, and we'll figure out what's going on in your life, and I'll come up with a custom plan to move you forward. So I can do both. You know, some people want to go slow, dip their toe in the water, learn a little bit. I got no problem with that. I got lots of group events. You can take it at your own timing. At the same time, I'm more of a AAA personality, right? I'm one of those people that wants to wake up and conquer the world every day. So if that's you, let me know. I have accelerated programs. We can move you through it really fast, too. You know, it all depends on where you're at, where you want to be, and how motivated you are.
And when you say fast, what do you mean?
Most people start to see significant, you'll notice some changes within the first few weeks, usually big shifts within 3 to 6 months in terms of, you know, making more money, busier. Again, it depends on your goal. For some people, their goal is to get more dates and to meet someone. We can do that. For some people, it's to build their business, to find an investor. Maybe you're a trader, you want to make better trades or expand your business, find the right employees, find funding. There's all sorts of different ways. But at the end of the day, it's crazy, but our own beliefs, our own energy has a huge impact on how our lives turn out. Huge. That I think it's more important than any other single factor. It's more important than your IQ. It's more important than your degrees. It's more important than who you know. And after all, we see this in some people. Some people are just coded for success, aren't they? There are some people that just have enormous success with one company after another. They're the ones that are really clear of these old blockages. Other people do everything right and just struggle and struggle. Those are the people I want to reach because that was me. And I had no idea.
Does everybody have generational blockages or, you know, the one you just described, you know, success after success? Is it because they didn't have those generational blockages?
Usually, yes. That's a big part of it. Now, of course, there's also a matter of talent and ability and hard work. But that's the thing. There's a lot of people out there, entrepreneurs, small business people, that have the IQ, that have the degree, that have the experience, that have the talent. But it's not working for them. Those are the people I want to reach. Because that was me. And it was so frustrating. It took me 15 years to figure this out. Because I was kind of groping around in the dark. I don't want people listening. I don't want you to take 5 or 10 or 15 years. I want you to do it faster. And it's really simple. We recognize that there's this invisible energy inside of us. And we can feel it. This is something you can learn to sense. Those that have been around celebrities and highly successful people, there can be a certain magic to their energy. That's something we can learn to replicate. We can learn to create the mindset of someone like Elon Musk that founds like 5 multi-billion dollar companies. We can learn to do that. And it's an enormous advantage for anyone that's interested. For everyone else, again, you know, you may not need my help, and that's fine. If you're doing great on your own, hey, no need to make your life more complicated, right? But if you're wondering what's going on with me, why isn't it clicking? I can usually find the answer where nobody else can.
So I'm looking at the time. We are almost out, but there's one strategy that I know, as we talked ahead of time, is the concept of shaking hands to triple one's income. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, here's what it comes down to is when I first met my late mentor, he had me rollerblade and just yelled at me. And it was crazy, and I didn't think anything happened. But I started making more money than I ever had in my life. And what it comes down to is that when we move our bodies, all these invisible subconscious blockages actually show up in our movement. And so by shaking your hands, you can learn how to shake your hands and watch the video and see where the blockages are inside of you. I know it sounds kind of crazy. Some people are able to do it right away. Other people, they need some training and practice. But you can actually learn to see where the blockages are. And once you see where they are, it's a pretty straightforward, at least with the technology I've learned, to clear them. It's almost like you've been walking around with invisible weight on your shoulders, holding you back in your business, in your marriage, with your emotional health, all these things. And the handshaking allows us to see these invisible blockages that actually show up in our movement. And anybody that wants to come to the live Healathon webinar, I'm going to demonstrate this and actually show you some videos of people doing this so you can see how it works. Because again, I don't expect anyone to believe anything I'm saying just because I say it. Take it as a possibility come have your own experience, come see for yourself, then make your decision. Maybe you think I'm crazy. That's fine, right? Or maybe you'll find this is the best thing you ever did in your whole life. That's what I found.
So remind us, how can they get to see that on the July the 12th?
So it's really easy. It's July the 20th is the Healathon live webinar.
Oh, yes, okay.
Just go to my website at awakeningdynamics.com. That's awakeningdynamics.com. And first thing you should see is a big arrow that points to the box to register for the free webinar. And there's a lot of cool stuff on my website. I got links to my YouTube channel, spiritual power quiz, and a lot of other cool stuff to keep you busy until then. But I would love to talk a little more with everyone and actually do some interactive processes with you, because I want you to experience this for yourself.
Well, Brent, this was a fun interview. I mean, I could listen to you forever and ever. So I appreciate you reaching out and being able to be on the call today.
So
anybody listening, awakeningdynamics.com. This is July the 20th, 2023. By chance, if somebody is listening to this afterwards, I suspect you have some events going on all the time.
Yeah, just keep an eye on my website. An eye on my website. We got events like this going on all the time.
Okay. Well, Brent, thank you so much for being such an amazing guest. I'm going to go there and check it all out.
Awesome. It's been a lot of fun. Let's do it again sometime.
Yeah. All right. This is Nina Hershberger. Until next time, be sure to go to Brent's website at awakeningdynamics.com.
Thank you for listening to Megabucks Radio with Nina Hershberger. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or to listen to past episodes, visit megabucksradio.com.